The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Today's episode is brought to you by Angie. Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs and projects done well. Let me tell you, there's the version of it where you try to do something at home, and then there's a version of it where you have someone help you, you watch them do it the right way, and you go, thank God I didn't try to do that myself. I have fully done things around the home that I think look good, and then a bang in the night, and I wake up to a shelf collapsing, a painting falling off the wall. Like, it, I've seen it all go south. I own a home, and I can tell you, I know how much work it can take. Whether it's everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Whatever your home project, big or small, indoor or outdoor, you can Angie that and connect with skilled professionals to get the project done well. Right now, one of my wish lists is I want a bike for my condo in Milwaukee, and I would love to rig it up on a pulley in the ceiling because I have one of those like lofted ceilings, but I'm so scared to try that on my own. Angie has 20 years of home experience and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app. Answer a few questions and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Dudes behind the foods. Yo, it's the dudes behind the foods. Dudes behind the foods. Yeah, it's the dudes behind the foods.
That's actually really fucking good.
Oh, it's cold.
It is very cold. Cheers to you, morning alcohol.
Morning. Hey, it's 11 a.m. That's almost noon.
Oh, yes. This is Ace Pineapple Cider.
Oh, my goodness. That just tastes like pineapple soda.
Yeah, it's pretty good, huh?
That's great.
Yeah, it's like a tasty little drink.
I feel like it's going to go great with the food I brought for you today. That's great.
Well, let me tell you something, guys. Funniest thing happened last time we were here.
What happened?
Make so many jokes about this fool's ADHD. This motherfucker, dude. This shit had me crying laughing for like a whole ass day. I was literally making fun of this fool about his ADHD. Because I forgot what he kept forgetting about. But he's going into the car. And then I'm about to go in my car. I see a box of donuts and his hat on top of that car. I go, Tim! And he drives off. And the donut has the fucking hat flies off his car. I'm like, slow down, Tim!
I thought, so then I get to the red light, I get a call from fucking David. I'm like, and I'm thinking like, oh, what's going on, man? What's the issue? I pick up and he's like, you idiot. Your donuts and your hat were on top of your car. I was like, oh shit. And I was like, I was gonna bring that donut to Chia too. I was like, I'm like, so sweet all day, but I got an extra Krispy Kreme for you.
That image was so fucking funny. I was like, this fool and his fucking ADHD. I turn around. I see this donut and fucking hat fly off.
God. You know?
Hilarious.
It's crazy how much shit starts making sense once I got my little diagnosis.
You know, ever since you started, you mentioned all the stuff that, you know, people with ADHD have. I for sure have that shit. Mm-hmm. And now Mario is just like, man, you really can't pay attention to anything. I'm like, no. I can. You're just boring.
What's funny is, dude, Veda, not to say she has ADHD, but she also, like, now that she's becoming more just aware of shit, you know, and just her brain's doing more, she also is, like, for the first time ever, I see her not paying attention to stuff, right? Like, every night when I put her to bed, I read her a handful of stories. And she loves story time. You know what I'm saying? When it's a shark book, she's sharkies. I grab the shark book, read that shit like 3 times. After sharkies, sometimes she wants the Mickey book. She's Mickey. I grab the Mickey book. But what she's been doing for like the past 2-3 nights, I'll be in the middle of sharkies. And she'll be like, I'm literally halfway through sharkies, you know, talking about what Grandpa Shark likes to do. And she'll like lean over and be like, Mickey. I'm like, can I finish sharkies? And then, bro, I'm like, last night I was reading fucking Mickey. And she has little baby sharks all over her pajamas. I'm literally reading. Oh, Mickey and his friends liked it. And she starts going, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, baby shark. I'm like, Veda, please pay attention.
And she is in the back like, how does it feel, huh? How does it feel when nobody pays attention?
I will get my Ritalin. I went to a holistic healer guy the other day, like a chiropractor / holistic dude. It's an interesting experience because he kind of like reads your body and he's like, oh, you know what? You're low on this, you're low on that. But I told him, I was like, yeah, you know.
You're low on these nuts.
Whoa. Liar. I mean, hey, man.
Listen, I go to a chiropractor. I like chiropractors, right? Yeah. But there have been a lot of like hoodoo, voodoo, fucking holistic motherfuckers that have been like taking advantage of a lot of people because of like the placebo effect,
right?
If you truly believe that you're going to get better, you will. And they start, because it's a lot of general. So let me just give you a story real quick.
Mm-hmm.
So Mariel went to this holistic healer.
Okay.
A specific one, right? That everybody said they fuck with. And I have a friend who went to one of his seminars and he walked out because he's like, this guy's full of fucking shit. Mm-hmm. He just says stupid things. So for example, if you guys are out there and somebody comes up to you and they say, this takes out the toxins out your body.
Mm-hmm.
What the fuck are the toxins? Name them. What are they? Right, you just go, right. No, they're bad things. What are bad things? So let me just.
Gluten.
Let me just tell you what he does.
Yeah.
So he comes up to Mario, right? And he goes, I want you to extend out your arm. So extend out your arm.
Uh-huh. Oh, okay.
He goes, I want you to extend out your arm. I want you to extend out your arm. So. Okay. What happened to you when you were 4? I said, you fucking not.
Yeah.
And then she goes, this is what she says. Mariel's very honest. She goes, nothing.
Yeah.
And
he
goes, okay, what happened to you when you were 2?
Okay.
She goes, I don't remember anything when I'm 2.
Yeah.
Okay, something happened to you to your grandma. And he just keeps going down further and further. And she goes, my grandma was fine before she passed away. She goes, no, something happened to her grandma.
Yeah.
He just keeps going and going. And then Mariel looks at him and she goes, well, I'm here for me, so why are we trying to heal my grandma?
Well, did it cure her diarrhea? That's what's important.
So this is what happens. He gives her this bottle.
Yeah.
Called Earth Spray.
Yeah.
She puts it in her mouth. He goes, well, this is what's going to happen. When you put the thing, like maybe a lot of toxins will come out your body.
Okay.
She sprays it in her mouth. Bro, 2 minutes later, starts throwing up outside of her car.
No fucking way.
She sits down. She starts sweating, opens the door, and she yaks outside of her car. And so she calls him. She goes, dude, that shit made me throw up. He goes, it's the toxins leaving your body. I was like, no, you fucking poisoned her, bro.
Wow.
You fucking poisoned her. And guess what? She didn't feel any better after. So she spent all this fucking money for this guy to tap her fucking shoulder and tell her about her dead grandma.
Well, maybe she needs to remember what happened to her when she was 2 and it'll help her work out her diarrhea.
It's like, yo. You went through trauma. Yeah, okay. All right, guy. So who the fuck, what voodoo fuck did you go to?
It was just some dude that was like recommended to me. And I say that to say, I was like, yeah, man, someone told me I'm ADHD recently. So I'll probably start taking a little bit of Ritalin. He's like, don't do that. He's like, just here, you know, I'll see how we can fix it. He's like, don't do the Ritalin. He's trying to keep it all natural, you know? And I was like, I don't know, man. In my head, I'm like, I'm still going to take this fucking Ritalin.
I got to know what it feels like.
I need to know if it helps because I've been trying to write, I'm trying to get a song for Veda written before her birthday, which is like next month. And
you're going to write her a song?
Yeah, it's going to be so cute.
What's it going to be called?
Here's what it's called. The beat that was sent to me, it's one of those sped up samples that kind of loops, you know? The hook, and the sample says something like, either something like, I think it's love or it feels like love or something like that. So the basic part of the hook, the main part is going to be like, when I met your mom, I I was good with my love life. And I met you. I didn't know I could fall in love twice.
Ooh. You know what the funny thing? I just thought of this. If I ever wrote a song for our child, Meryl would kill me because I have never written her a song. Ever. And she'd be so fucking mad. I guess the child's your first love.
Dude, just take one of your songs you've written and dedicate it to her.
Can, they're all about breakup.
Oh, true.
That's why I haven't written a song about her. I've never written a love song before.
Interesting. It's when you're feeling pain, it's easier to feel more inspired. You know
100%. You just write a whole bunch of shit. Yeah.
And then everyone that relates is like, yes!
Exactly. I can't believe you're writing a fucking song for your daughter. That's fucking cute.
Thanks, man. Well, here's the goal. I wanted to get two songs written in time for her birthday. One was a super cute, like real authentic song, which is fucking dog. I've written like a verse and a half so far. It's fucking cute, dog. And the other song I wanted to write was a diss track. Because remember I put out a diss track towards Chia a few years ago?
Mm.
And
okay, hold on a second. Wake up, bitch!
It's going to be about like, one of the bars I have written down is like, how you 2 years old and you can't even talk yet? It'll be shit like that.
I want to see the music video for this. This is gonna be so funny.
I wanted to have that because you know the diss track is gonna get more clicks than the cute song. So I wanted to be like, put out the diss track, and then that would lead into the cute shit, so both of them can get the amount of eyes that they deserve. You know what I'm saying?
Take this riddle, so you can finish this.
Yeah, I will. I will. I will. I will.
So you haven't tried it yet?
No. I keep forgetting to do the things.
Doug, this is the worst. This is the worst thing I've ever heard in my fucking life, dude. This guy's ADHD is so bad. He can't even remember to take his medication.
Before she can give me the medication, I'm supposed to get one of those things that just gets your blood pressure.
Okay.
Because the Ritalin can raise your blood pressure, and she wants to make sure my blood pressure is good. So I just need to go to fucking Rite Aid real quick and get one of those and get like something that I can send her, and then she can send me the actual prescription. But I keep forgetting to go.
You're gonna have another meeting with her. It's like, okay, your shit is so bad. I feel like you're gonna go into Rite Aid, you're gonna get in there, you're gonna buy a toothbrush and walk out, and then go back home. What was I here for? Because I do that all the fucking time.
Yeah.
So yesterday, Mariel kept telling me to give her this login for this anime website.
Mm.
And then, because she needs to do it for something. I forgot what it was for. She asked me 7 times. I was like, got it. Let me just go get my phone. And so I have my house, and then I have the ADU in the back. So I would go in the house. I would go into the ADU. I get distracted. I'm watching TV. I come back in. She goes, so did you get the login? That's right. I go back in. I start washing some dishes in the ADU.
Bro, it's a struggle, man. Okay, so Chia has this fucking coffee mug she loves to use. But because it keeps the coffee warm, it's like a self-warming shit.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
But you have to charge it at night, right? So my like main job is to remember to fucking charge this mug after I do all the dishes at night, right? So after we put Beta to sleep at like 7, Chia's exhausted. Chia goes to sleep. She's in bed by like, she's asleep by 8. So I go to the kitchen, I clean everything, and then that's like my kind of job for the night, and I always fucking forget to charge this mug. Oh, and
she
I'm
must
like
be waking up pissed.
Like, so sometimes I do remember it, and sometimes she's like, so my mug wasn't charged. And I'm like, oh, I'm sorry. She's like, I'm just not enjoying my coffee. Like I
might need that fucking ruin. Like yesterday was probably the worst. Like forgetting 6 or 7 times, going back into the house, I start editing, I come back, the login, got you. Go back in. I start stretching on the floor. And then I come back in. The login. Fuck, I'm so sorry. She goes, why can't you remember? I'm like, I don't know. I walk in and it's just.
Dog, imagine having that issue being a server, which I did for like 3-4 years. You know what I'm saying? Where someone would ask me for ranch and I would keep forgetting like 5 times. And I'd go back and forth walking by like, hey, is everything good over here? And they'd be like, just the ranch. I'm like, oh my God, I'm so sorry. Walk over. Grab something from another table, refill the water, fucking forget these people ranch again. By this time, they're halfway through their pizza. They're pissed because they really wanted their fucking ranch.
I would have hated you.
I know.
I would have hated you.
And I look back on it now. I'm like, God, if I only would have known. And look, knowing knowing it helps in ways where now maybe I'm just more aware of myself, but I'm writing a lot more shit down now. You know what I'm saying?
So I have Google Tasks now. If I don't do that task thing, there's no way I'm gonna get shit done. It's just not possible for me because right. I don't remember anything until it's too late. Mm-hmm. So the night before I'll have, okay, Google Tasks. This is what I have to do. Let me get it done. And what happens is I only get half of it done anyways.
Yeah.
But if it wasn't for that list, I wouldn't even do half of it. I would just start doing my own bullshit.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Chia got me the cutest fucking little present. It is a thing that rests in front of your computer keyboard. And it's a little whiteboard with like pens inside of it. And it like fits in between your keyboard and your screen. And it's just, you know, like, so when I'm working, I like write shit down and cross it off and stuff.
Just all you do is you cross it off, but you don't get it done.
Yeah, I'm like,
because it's really fun to use.
Oh. I make this whole list and I'm like,
one, two, three, four. Baby shark. Baby shark.
Oh, okay. Let me tell you this before I forget. I have this story that I've been wanting to tell David So, like, since we filmed a terrible episode of When Foodie Calls recently, but I wanted to
tell
him. We'll get into that. But so, bro, the other day, I was at that one of these Asian galas, right? I was at the Unforgettable Gala, right?
Mm-hmm.
Where it's like one of these, like, to kind of celebrate Asian Hollywood.
I used to be invited to those.
You used to be invited. You're going to the next one so we can dress up like Dumb and Dumber.
Okay, the only reason I'll go is just so I could go there and then fucking scare people. Because people are scared of me.
Oh, it's going to be so fun. I'm dressed up, you know what I'm saying? I'm in my little suit. I'm with my homegirl, Jules. And I turn around and I see this like scruffy, tall, white guy with an Australian accent. I'm like, holy shit, I know this guy. Like, this was this dude that I, when I had done a couple shows in Singapore, I felt like he was the one that was...
Peg?
I don't know, white guy.
Oh, white guy was Asian guy.
White guy. And he was kind of in charge of booking people, like, and getting people for these Singapore events, right? Mm-mm. And me and this guy were cool. And I saw him, I'm like, yo! What the fuck? What are you doing here, dog? How you been? And he's giving me the, hey, what's up, man? Good to see you. Like when someone
doesn't know who you are,
right? And I'm like shit, man, that's crazy. I haven't seen you in a minute. What the fuck? What are you doing? He's like, I'm just here. Blah blah blah. I'm like, oh, cool. I'm like, shit, dog, how you been? Like, wow. Oh man, good to see you. And then he's kind of like, yeah, good to see you too. I turn around. I'm like,
he don't know who the fuck I am.
I don't think he remembers me. I'm like, hey man, am I tripping? You don't know me, do you? And he's like, maybe. I'm like, were you in Singapore like 8 years ago? And he's like, I mean, maybe. Yeah, I've been to Singapore a few times. I don't really remember. And I'm like, bro, that was you, man. You don't remember Singapore. Whatever, man. Whatever. Cool. I turn around. I'm like, can't believe that fool don't remember me, right? I'm like, that's him. That has to be him. Like, scruffy, tall, white dudes with Australian accents. I fucking know this guy, right? Whatever. He just doesn't remember me. It happens. You meet a million people. But I thought me and this dude were like, we were cool, right? But it happens. I forget people all the time, right? So fast forward. This was like 2 months ago, right? Fast forward, dog. I put Beta to sleep. I plop down on the couch. I'm like, let me rewatch Iron Chef because I binged the whole season. I just kind of had it as background. I watch and I'm like, oh shit, that's why this guy's face is familiar. It's one of the Iron Chefs.
I know who you went up to. Tall blonde guy. Yeah. What's his name again?
Chef, I forget.
Curtis.
Yes. Yes.
Chef, you're so fucking funny, Tim. That is the worst. That is the worst. Let me tell you something. I have social anxiety. That is my worst nightmare. Like, things don't eat me up, but because of my anxiety, that would literally kill me.
Being on which side?
That is so funny. Hey, Denzel! Hey, you remember when we were out? Yo, remember when you were training me as a cop? and then you laced my shit? Remember?
Look, I don't talk to a lot of older white dudes.
That's the worst story ever. This is killing me right now. I'm dying on the inside. how the fuck did you watch Iron Chef and you go, hey, remember
what? No, these fools look alike. It's not like I just saw Iron Chef and then imagined that I was friends with the Iron Chef.
You might need some other medication. That's the worst.
That's the worst start.
I'm dying right now. Oh, my body hurts. Oh, shit.
I thought that was him.
Oh, God.
And
oh, my God.
I felt
God.
So stupid. So I fucking DM'd him. You know, I looked up his shit on Instagram. I DM'd him. I'm like, bro, okay. I'm an idiot.
What the fuck is he doing at the Asian gala thing, dude?
Oh, his wife is Asian.
Oh, of course.
Or like half or something like that, right? And so I was like, yo, I'm so stupid, bro. Like, remember when I thought I recognized you? It's because I remembered your face from Iron Chef. You know, I'm like, sorry if that was awkward. He was like, haha, no worries, whatever, whatever. And I'm like, oh, and by the way, I've eaten at a couple of your restaurants, and this one is on my list of to go to next. But hey, man, my fault, right?
That's hella funny, dude.
Yeah.
I can't wait to do that to somebody. I'm just gonna walk up to I'm gonna go up to Zendaya. Yo, dog. We went to high school together. We're doing crazy drugs.
Dog, if you saw the Australian white dude that I mistaked him for.
I would never come out of my house ever again. You would sit there and bury myself.
You would get it. You would get it if you saw this white guy confusing with him. Rick was like, man, you always be confusing your old whites, man.
I would literally just scream into my pillow. Because I love Iron Chef, and I know, I already knew right off the bat who you were talking about.
Yeah.
He had a cooking show that I used to watch back in the day. Mm. And I had no idea how, I actually ate at a couple of restaurants too. I just didn't know it was his. Mm. Really fucking good.
Yeah.
Really fucking good. Yeah. Oh my God, Tim, you are embarrassing. Oh God. Oh.
We're going to take a little break, and after that I'm going to feed David a special sandwich. Whoa.
Today's episode is brought to you by Angie. Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs and projects done well. Let me tell you, there's the version of it where you try to do something at home, and then there's a version of it where you have someone help you, you watch them do it the right way, and you go, thank God I didn't try to do that myself. I have fully done things around the home that I think look good, and then a bang in the night, and I wake up to a shelf collapsing, a painting falling off the wall. Like, I've seen it all go south. I own a home, and I can tell you, I know how much work it can take. Whether it's everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Whatever your home project, big or small, indoor or outdoor, you can Angie that and connect with skilled professionals to get the project done well. Right now, one of my wish lists is I want a bike for my condo in Milwaukee, and I would love to rig it up on a pulley in the ceiling because I have one of those like lofted ceilings, but I'm so scared to try that on my own. Angie has 20 years of home experience and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app. Answer a few questions and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. If you run an e-commerce business, you know how much work it takes to produce something great while dealing with complicated shipping issues. That's why over 130,000 companies have turned to ShipStation, an innovative tool that allows you to focus less on shipping and more on building your brand. With ShipStation, you can manage orders, label printing, reporting, and customer service on one easy-to-use dashboard. You'll reduce warehouse costs with reliable enterprise solutions and save thousands on shipping costs with discounts up to 89% off. Plus, you can effortlessly import orders from everywhere you sell online. So, turn your shipping challenges into opportunities for growth. Go to ShipStation.com and use code POD to sign up for your free 60-day trial. That's ShipStation.com, code POD.
David, so, I told you I was going to do this because I did this at home, oh, and it was next level. So, I ordered the other night a bunch of Korean barbecue from Park's Barbecue in K-Town, and which is great. And they give you a shitload of kimchi, so I had all this leftover kimchi. And I was like, yo, I feel like...
I should have brought you some kimchi jjigae. I just made it last night.
Oh, you stupid idiot.
But I thought it was going to stink up this place.
I brought kimchi regardless, so...
He doesn't care.
So I started slapping this leftover kimchi on this filet-o-fish that I had because I thought it would be a good combination.
Wow.
Right? So...
The Thai man is doing Korean things.
Oh, my God. Look, I might as well just open up a Korean restaurant now because...
What's it going to be called?
It's going to be called... I like Korean food.
Perfect. I'm going to open up a Korean chicken wing spot called Anyang Hase Ho's. Ooh. And there seems to be a bunch of half-naked Korean girls serving you chicken wings.
Oh, okay. I like that. Then Okay. I'll open up a Korean spot called Kim Shi Psike.
Oh. And every time you come in, people just yell at you. Why are you here? Can I get it to go box, please? We only have our room on the pointer.
So if you guys only watched the podcast, aluminum foil comes from one of the Sin Foods episodes from my house. Watch that. Super funny. It's either the one where we order David's favorites or order my favorites. I don't know. Korean food. I forget. But it's really funny. Check it out.
Oh,
all right.
Good times.
So I'm going to put a little bit of this stinky kimchi on your filet-o-fish here.
That's what they used to call me.
Hey, stinky kimchi. And let me tell you, man, it's pretty solid. Oh, and just to take it next level, bro.
Just use your hands. Who cares?
Okay, I did wash my hands. I just pee-peed. I took some of that hot mustard as well on top of the kimchi. Oh, it's popping.
McDonald's
bro.
Hot mustard is so good, though.
It's like McDonald's hot mustard is such a slept-on condiment. People just don't even know it exists. It actually doesn't exist in certain parts of the country.
Well, that's because they're losers.
Yeah. Yeah, that's right. Loser-ass New York. And they only I don't even know.
And they only care about barbecue sauce. Mm. But the sweet and sour and the hot mustard are my two favorite sauces from McDonald's.
I put that shit on everything. Okay, let me hook you up a little bit here.
Ooh.
This kimchi is from BCD.
Oh, BCD is very... So if you guys haven't been to K-Town before, BCD is like the OG sundubu spot, mm-hmm. right? And so the kimchi that he's putting on right now is like sengkimchi. So it hasn't been fermented for a very long time. So it's going to be crunchier. It's not going to be... The moisture isn't as drawn out, right? So it's going to have a little bit more crunch and a bit more of a bite to it, mm-hmm. which is what I personally... it depends on what you want to eat, right? So if I want some more fatty-ass, like fatty food, I like something a little more fermented and sour. If I'm looking for something more crisp and refreshing, I'll go for something like this.
Oh. Oh, you're going to love this, dog.
Wow, this actually looks like something somebody would serve.
Yeah.
Wow.
I'm like so good.
Dude, this little mustard like drip coming out from the side. This is...
I'm like a genius, you know?
Okay, let's just...
I'm like an...
All right.
Wait, take a bite. Tell me how you feel.
Oh.
Because I've been doing this for like 2 straight weeks.
Mm-hmm.
Isn't that popping?
Ain't nothing wrong with some kimchi.
I started like just putting kimchi on all my burgers and like I hit up David one night at like, I don't know, 2 a.m. like, bro, next year we're opening up smash burgers with kimchi on it. We're doing that shit.
We're not opening shit until you finish the movie.
Okay. You're right. Yeah. You're right. Okay. Album, movie, smash burger spot. You and me, brother. Mm,
this is good. Anything with kimchi is so good. And, you know, growing up, a lot of people didn't fuck with kimchi. Right. They're like, oh, it stinks, it smells. Which the funny thing is, it's like, you eat pickles.
Like, yeah.
It's spicy pickles, basically. God.
Oh, God.
Rona.
You know, I never really had kimchi growing up. Like, I definitely had stinky Thai food that my mom would cook because of, like, the fish sauce and the...
That's why Korean people love papaya salad.
Mm-hmm.
Korean people fucking love papaya salad mm-hmm, because mm-hmm. it reminds them of kimchi.
And I fuck with it, man. Like, you know, even... I mean, for the... When I even got first introduced to... Yeah, like, me and my parents, we hit Korean barbecue spots. But we never got down on the kimchi like that. That was something I really discovered in my adult life, you know?
Oh, really?
Yeah, and now... I've been kind of on this, like, kimchi kick, bro.
It's, like, the perfect thing with grilled meats.
Mm-hmm.
Because of the spice, the acid, the crunch. It gives you something, especially with pork belly, it's fucking delicious.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I fucking, there's one thing I can't live without. For sure, like, in a pantry food staple, I have to have kimchi.
Mm-hmm.
Any version of it, right? So my mom made pek kimchi, which is white kimchi.
Okay.
It's, like, my favorite thing. You could drink the brine.
Oh, like brine, that?
Yeah.
Like on some pickle juice vibes.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And you could take that brine and you could make something called tongchimi kuksu, which is made with that brine, some sugar, and some vinegar. And it's a cold noodle dish, and then you'll eat that with Korean barbecue.
Mmm.
Fucking delicious, man.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I really enjoy the fact that people are fucking with, like, Korean food. Especially when you go outside of just Korean barbecue. Damn, this is good. Oh my shit. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. You guys are kind of like, you know, I feel like there's been such a, like, people are really fucking with Korean food heavy. Like, it's almost like people are just learning about Korean barbecue.
Mm-hmm.
Just kind of like last couple years, like, pho was like, everyone was like, oh my God, pho. Yeah. You know, yeah. Like, just, we're kind of learning about it. But, you know, I'm seeing so many more people talk about Korean barbecue and going to get Korean barbecue. Where I kind of, for a long time, I felt like it was just an LA thing.
Yeah.
Like, just recently, even a couple years ago, bro, I had a couple, like, this dude I know from Canada, this guy named David Parody, YouTuber. I forget which part of Canada he's from, but he came down and I wanted to, like, he was like, yo, let's get some good food or whatever, right? So I was like, you ever had Korean barbecue? He's like, I think so. But then I took him and his boys to just, like, you know, real easy fucking quarters in K-Town, you know what I'm saying? So they would cook it for us. And his boys, like, him and his boys, they took a bite and they were like, They were like, yo, I've never had anything like this before. Their mind's blown by some Korean barbecue.
Oh, really?
Yeah. And when you would think it's like, oh, you feel like it's just some marinated meat on the fire. But then, like, these dudes were like, oh, my God, mind blown.
Were they white?
No. Well, he's Asian, and his boys weren't white. They were some type of ethnic, but they just had never had it like that before.
Oh, that's so interesting.
Isn't that interesting?
I feel like people, when they come to LA, they always get mind blown by the tacos.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
If people take them to the right spots, right? Mm-hmm. And now recently in LA, because, you know, for the longest time, like, the standard for tacos, which aren't bad, by the way, are dollar tacos, right?
Mm-hmm.
Everything is cooked on a griddle, which is okay. Right. I love it. It's delicious, right? Whenever I grade food, I don't think a lot of people understand this. I think we both do this. Is like, we grade food based on what we pay for, right? I'm not expecting like a Michelin star rated fucking meal for something that costs like $5.
Of course.
So if I say this is fire, they go, oh, that's okay. I was like, but did you know this fucking thing costs a dollar though?
Right.
So that's fire for a dollar. Mm-hmm. Like, I think a lot of people don't do that. They go, oh, that's not that. I had so much better. Yeah, you paid $30 for it though. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? That's hella different.
Mm-hmm.
So when I tell people, like, one of my favorite spots is Avenue 26. Mm-hmm. It's $1.25 a taco. They go, I've had better spots. Was it $1.25 though?
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Like, $1.25, this place is like one of the best dollar taco spots ever.
Mm-hmm.
I don't give a fuck what you say. They go, well, this spot here, that's $3.50.
Right.
That's different. You know what I'm saying?
And then you got spots that provide quality and quantity, like Costco hot dogs.
Oh, let me tell you something. Ain't nothing. Oh, so, okay. So there's this guy.
Mm-hmm.
Don't know who he is, but it's just something that popped up on YouTube Shorts, right?
Okay.
And he walks around and he starts rating food. And he bit into a Costco pizza and he went, yuck. This is disgusting.
What?
I wanted to stab him through the phone. I'm like, oh, I'm sorry. Did you pay like $1.25 for that pizza slice? And did you say that it was disgusting is an exaggeration, dude.
Yeah, for sure.
100%. And I started, you know, flipping through some of his videos. And he's like one of those guys. Like, it, there's a standard for pizza, but he doesn't base it on where you get it and what the price is, right? Mm-hmm. Like Costco pizza. I mean, it's not $1, it's like $2 or something like that.
Yeah.
But a slice for a pizza the size of my torso.
Right.
That thing is fucking delicious.
Well, is he from New York?
No, he's not.
Mm.
And he also trashed Joe's out in New York dollar pizza, saying it wasn't that great. For a dollar, that thing is fucking amazing. Fuck out of here.
Yeah, man. Fuck out of here.
Fuck out of here.
You know, I say for what it's worth, give Costco a fucking Michelin star for them hot dogs, bro.
Consistent.
Consistent, always. They still haven't raised the price in a fucking, like, we're going through all types of shit. Gas is like $10 a gallon.
I'll tell you this. If I was broke right now, I could live off of Costco.
Mm-hmm.
$1.25 for unlimited soda and that hot dog. Mm-hmm. Solid-ass fucking meal. I'll drink my calories. The next, when it comes to dinner time, I'll splurge a little bit. Maybe I'll get that ice cream sundae for like $3, which is gigantic with the berries and the shit.
Or just walk in that motherfucker and get full off samples.
100%.
Wow.
This is what I'm doing. Hey, have you ever thought, so you know what's interesting? Bart actually asked me this.
Mm.
If everything exploded, right? All your money avenues from all the social media Hollywood shit that we did, right? Mm-hmm. What would you do for a living?
You're saying like, and if, I can't rebuild it?
Yeah, you're not going to rebuild it. What's your shift?
Okay. Like, I can't do entertainment shit anymore.
You could do no brand deal type of stuff.
To be honest, let's see. If all my shit that I was doing now exploded, couldn't do YouTube shit, or couldn't do, like, entertainment comedy stuff, I would probably go hard on, like, the food shit, you know? Probably take all these ideas that I've jotted down and opened up a little, you know, Thai fusion, Korean fusion situation, you know? Mm. Probably just selling plates out the whatever, because so many people are doing that now and try to build it into something, maybe.
Ooh, maybe you should. I'm surprised you haven't opened up a Thai restaurant, only because your parents have been in the business for so many years.
Yeah.
And I feel like you could have, or you can still. Well, actually, running a restaurant is really hard.
I know, it's a lot. And that's what's deterred me from it, because I know it's like a 24-hour job almost.
It's fucking hard, man.
You know, it's a lot.
I mean, if you step back and you let other people run it, and well, you're going to have to be there for the first year,
mm-hmm.
you know, because you got to know what's going on with it. But like a small little Thai spot, mm-hmm. you know what I mean? With your mom's recipes, but mm-hmm. just a little more refined and a little more, you know, jotting down the actual amounts versus like, this is enough, you know?
Yeah. I mean, for me, like I've said it before.
And his mom's food is fucking hella good, by the way.
I've been telling my mom for years before we closed, I'm like, Mom, you know how much of this shit would be bomb in a tortilla? Let's just do it. Put some fucking crapao in a tortilla. Make a burrito. Make a something. It'll go, right? But they weren't down. But
have you ever had a Chinese scallion pancake?
Yeah.
Dog, that is infinitely better than just a regular tortilla.
Oh, interesting.
Or like roti, like pratas.
Mm-hmm.
That wrapped in anything is fucking delicious. There's this brand that I get. It's like frozen, and you just put it on a skillet,
mm-hmm.
and then you can fluff it up, and it tastes just as good as the shit that I've had like on the streets in Taiwan.
Mm.
But they're a little pricier, but you're not making it yourself. But then you do that. I took that, put some scrambled eggs in that shit, and some bacon in that, and I made a little breakfast burrito with a Chinese scallion pancake.
Mm.
Bro, that shit, and some chili oil. Fucking crazy.
Have good. You... had the hash browns from Trader Joe's?
I've had that, and I've also had the ones from Vons or Safeway for them.
Which ones you like better?
They taste the same.
Okay, so
hella good.
Yeah, so Trader Joe's has these hash browns, if y'all don't know. Actually, maybe I shouldn't be telling you, but they basically taste like McDonald's hash browns, but better.
And they get sold out hella fast.
They get sold out so fast. So Chia, it was like a month where we couldn't get these hash browns because they were always sold out, right? And Chia was getting so mad because she needed these shits, right? I think the last time she went, she bought like, I don't know how many packs of it, and we just put it in the freezer. But so shout out to this employee at the Trader Joe's that we go to, because I was asking her about some unrelated shit. I was asking her about the eggs because there was no eggs, you know, because there's an egg shortage right now.
Which I didn't know.
Me neither until I went to go look for some. I was like, y'all got no eggs? But why are there no eggs? And she was like, oh, it's like
bird flu.
Bird flu, and you know, they got to figure out blah, blah, blah. I was like, oh, all right. But she was like, did you get your hash browns? I was like, oh, no, they're sold out, right? She was like, ah, they came in this morning. I was like, damn it. Well, they're gone. And she was like, I put some aside for you and Chia. I was like, what? Are you serious?
Wow.
And she was like, yeah, because last time she came in, she didn't have any. She was pretty upset. So I put some aside for you guys. I was like right now. She was like, yeah.
How sweet.
So fucking sweet, dog.
Air fry those shits. Hella good.
Air fry fucking like in the oven for 20 minutes. They're bomb, dog. So
they have that at like Safeway and Vons too. Mm. And by the way, it's cheap and it's like a stack of them, like a grip of them. It's ridiculous. Mm-hmm. So I would take that. This was like early pandemic. I bought a shit ton of those and I scrambled eggs. And by the way, this is a secret that you guys don't fucking know. And you may know about this, right? I fuck with microwave bacon than regular bacon all day.
You microwave bacon? What do you mean?
There's pre-cooked microwave bacon.
Oh.
That shit comes out so fucking crispy, it's delicious.
Really?
Yep. You just take that, microwave that shit, you throw the hash browns in the air fryer, scramble some delicious eggs, bacon, then you got a hash brown, bacon, and eggs. Breakfast burrito costs you absolutely fucking nothing, and you don't have to deal with the grease mess from the bacon.
Well, I'm down for that, but here's what I like to do sometimes, bro. Let me tell you this, all right? Sometimes when I make some bacon, I use that grease to fry my egg.
100%. But there's just enough grease in it. So you could also heat it up low on a frying pan, and it fries up in like a minute. Because basically all the fat is already rendered, and then the leftover fat is there's still some leftover fat. Mm-hmm. And it'll be in the pan, then you could take that, add a little more oil, and you can fry it up.
But here's what I do too. I take that grease, lather my body with it all over.
Oh, yeah?
Masturbate with it.
Oh, perfect. Mm-hmm. You must have crazy acne on your body.
On my penis, yeah. The base of my penis is like just covered in acne.
Dude, I don't like cooking bacon because it fucking fucks up with my skin.
It does?
Because it splatters all over the place. Like, there's a little micro splatter, and it gives you fucking acne.
Wow, what a bitch.
Oh, I had this fucking... I hate fucking cystic acne. Do you guys deal with cystic acne?
I used to until I got off cheese.
Which is never, and which is absolutely fucking never.
Hey, my skin's been kind of all right. Oh, let me tell you something, dog. Fucking Chia, such an asshole. There was a couple weeks where my skin was straight, except for one big ass fucking nodule pimple on my chin, right? And I was just letting, it's one of those that you can't even pop. You just kind of have to let it go down by itself. Away. And it was kind of red. And then Veda, you know, she's in my face. She's like, curious, like, what is this, you know? So she's like poking it, and she's like baby, that's daddy's pimple. So now Veda will be like, pimple. Like, she'll be in my face, and like, I got a little concealer on it right now, because even though it's gone down, it's so dark. She's like, pimple.
My mom used to call my brother this nickname, which I didn't know what it meant. She called him Yodrum Paksa. Yodrum means pimples or acne.
Okay.
Paksa means professor. So she would call him the pimple professor.
Damn, say it again in Korean.
Yodrum Paksa.
Yodrum Paksa.
That's perfect. Tight. That's perfect.
Yodrum Paksa.
Yeah, she would be like, I didn't know what it meant because my Korean was so bad when I was younger. I didn't understand anything that she was saying.
Yeah.
She goes, yeah, Yodrum Paksa. And I'm like, I remember just remembering, I'm like, dude, you used to call him the pimple professor. That's so fucked up, especially as a teenager.
Right.
She goes,
right.
Good morning, pimple professor.
Damn.
What fucking roast my brother all the time.
That's so funny. All right, we're going to take a break, and I got another funny linguistic story right after this break.
Hey, I'm Rory.
And I'm Maul.
And we're the hosts of the new Rory and Maul podcast.
That's right.
I know you're probably listening to a podcast that you actually like right now, and we just interrupted it with an ad.
That's all right, we're here.
And I appreciate if you didn't hit the 15-second skip button.
Listen to our show where we cover topics like music, movies,
yes,
TV shows, which you love to binge watch.
Of course, just lifestyle stuff.
And give out crazy stories about our day-to-day lives.
Yeah.
Check us out on the new Rory Maul podcast. Listen to wherever you get your podcast, and let us know how you're feeling about our show.
And once you're done listening to this podcast that you actually like, maybe you could check us out.
Hey, y'all, it's Tim.
And David.
And if you want to listen to Dudes Behind the Foods without ads, now you can.
Just go to dudesbehindthefoods.supercast.com or click the link in the episode description and you can get a 1 week preview of the ad-free version for free.
You'll get ad-free listening to the show. You can listen on almost any podcasting app and you'll be supporting our show too.
That's dudesbehindthefoods.supercast.com. Thanks.
So it's funny that you say that because I remember also hearing Thai expressions that I was not familiar with as a little kid and being grossed out because one time my parents and all their friends were sitting around a table joking, drinking as they do at the restaurant. And then one of my mom's friends said, yeah, something, something. And I'll sit him down and lia kai, which means I'll lick his testicles. And I was like, ew. And she was like, oh, sorry. But come to find out, lia kai, licking testicles is the same way, is the same expression as being like, kiss his ass. It's like sucking up to somebody.
Oh.
Yeah.
Thai people are weird.
We're just next level.
That is fucking weird.
Yeah, so it's like, it was like, oh, what are you gonna go lick his balls? That's like, oh, you're gonna like kiss his ass? Like, oh, okay. Get off his dick. You wanna suck his, well, get off his dick, dude.
That's actually pretty cool, dude.
You know, what are you sucking this dude's testicles for?
You know, most of the people I know that are Thai, they don't actually speak Thai.
Hmm.
I think you're the only one that I know that actually speaks Thai.
And you know what, dog? I was thinking about that recently because when I went to that, I went to a gala. Correction. That wasn't the Unforgettable Gala. It was Unforgettable. Never mind. So I went to go get this shirt in Thai Town for this suit specifically because they always want you to wear something kind of culturally influenced if you can. So I went to this little shop in Thailand. I forgot what it was called.
I'm going to wear a full-on hanbok, and I'm going to have a long mustache. If I ever get invited again to this gala, because I've always said no. I always declined it until they stop asking.
Right.
But if I get invited again, I'm going to dress up as somebody from like the fucking 14th century. Just come in.
No, we're going in Dumb and Dumber tuxedos.
I'm of two outfits.
So I walk in and I'm you know, they kind of ask me in English if I want food or clothes. And I'm like, and I respond to them in Thai, you know, and they're like, oh, and then you kind of see their eyes like, oh, they're kind of pleasantly surprised. So she's kind of asking me like, oh, what size and what color? And I'm kind of talking to her in my Thai as best as I can, which is decent for that conversation. And they're just so juiced, bro, to like hear someone my age.
No younger generation people, they don't speak Thai.
I know.
I don't know what that's about though. Because usually they'll, you know, even my friends who are born here, who are Vietnamese, Chinese, they could speak a little bit.
Yeah.
You know, but all the Thai friends, I only have like two other ones.
Mm-hmm.
They can't speak any.
You got other Thai friends? What the fuck?
Yeah, but no, they're like peripheral homies.
Okay.
Yeah.
You know what? And I was thinking about this because I kind of struggle the same shit with Veda. Because I always tell people, if my mom spoke perfect English as me growing up, I probably would have never learned how to speak Thai. I had to speak Thai as like necessity to communicate with my mom, right? Because my dad's English is pretty straight. So I probably would have just spoke English to my dad. So I had to speak Thai to my mom. And I think that's the only reason why I really retained any of it. And now I look at Veda as she's really soaking up everything, repeating everything, and we're kind of teaching her Spanish words. And in my head, I'm like, now do I start injecting Thai words too? Is it too much? Is it going to be confusing? Because like Thai is a little different. You know what I'm saying? Like it's very tonal, right? You know that. So I almost, in my head, I'm like, oh my God, am I going to confuse her? Because she's already, you know, she knows her face, her body, all that shit. So Chia just started with like, okay, you know, eyes. And she knows eyes. She's like, okay, ojos, you know, nariz, boca. Like all that shit. We're going through the face in Spanish. But now I'm like, do I jump in and be like, okay, Thai is, you know, ta chamuk pak. She's going to be like, oh, too much,
I don't
right?
think so because my friend's kid can speak Korean and Japanese. Because it's just like they'll just figure it out.
Right.
You know what I mean? So interestingly enough, I follow this person who does linguistics, mm-hmm. and everybody says this. They go, kids can learn languages so fast.
Mm-hmm.
And he goes, that's not true at all. He goes, kids can't learn languages fast. They learn very fucking slow.
Mm-hmm.
He goes, people assume that because you already have so much knowledge of the language that you have that you feel like you're learning really slow.
Mm.
He goes, but if I told you as an adult, hola means hi in Spanish, you're gonna remember it.
Right.
A kid has to go through weeks. Hola, 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 and then they learn one fucking word.
Mm-hmm.
It's not that they learn languages fast. They have all the time in the world.
That's why I'm dropping this diss track on her, dog. Fucking 2 years old, barely making a sentence.
You don't know fucking two languages, idiot.
Yeah, man. You know, it's true. It's like, you know, they say this is the best time to teach them because they're soaking everything in. And Veda is, like, getting to that point where she's very, like, repeats everything. I don't know if she necessarily understands everything she's repeating. Oh, dude! I don't know what video she watched on YouTube that taught her this. Because I'm usually pretty, like, over her shoulder with everything she watches. But she's been doing this recently, dog. Like, normally, you know, you try to give her food she doesn't want. She's like, she'll push it away. Or if she doesn't want to be held, she'll back up. But now she does this. Go away. Go away.
Yeah, you know who she learned that from? Fucking Chia, dude.
Chia doesn't say go away. She says fuck off.
Whatever, dude. She's getting her fucking mother's attitude.
I don't know, man. She's getting some attitude, but she goes, go away. And it comes with a little fist, too. Go away. I'm like, Veda. Not to daddy. We don't say that to daddy, all right? We say, excuse me, please. She's like, go away.
I was like, wow. Veda, you could also catch these hands at any time.
Ooh, dog. I forgot to tell you this. I fucking saved Veda's life the other day, dog. It was crazy, bro.
Explain.
Let me tell you. So we were at this little coffee shop, right? In K-Town. And you know how they say there's that daddy instinct that kicks in? So we're at a little coffee table, we're at a table, and I'm kind of here, Chia's across the table, and Veda's next to me in a little chair, like a regular chair. And sometimes she likes to stand up on chairs, you know what I'm saying? But like, she'll sit back down. And this time, dog, so it's kind of hard to explain, but so she's like on this chair, right? And she, you know, her body is like, you know, comes about halfway to where this part is. And then out of my periffs, I see her start to go over the back of the chair, right? And then as it's happening, have you ever seen that Denzel Washington movie?
Fucking Equalizer.
Yeah. Where it's slow-mos and he's like analyzes everything. Yeah. And he's like sees this person and sees their weapon and shit like that. I felt like that, bro. Everything went in slow motion. I was like, her head was already like upside down because she was falling this way, flipping. The chair was also flipping back. And then like she fucking knocked the table too, so the fucking plate fell on the ground. I saw this like in slow motion happening, right? And I'm like, oh shit, I can't grab like a hand because then it's gonna like fucking whatever. So I grabbed her foot, like her ankle and her wrist. So she's like this, like suspended upside down as everything's falling. I was like, whoa. And then she's just kind of hanging there, kind of shocked, like, yo, what just happened? And we were both like, holy shit, she almost died. Because if she would have landed on her head, it would have been all bad.
You
dog.
Know what I pictured? I pictured this whole moment where you freeze. She starts falling down and you look at her and you start running up towards her. But then your ADHD kicks in. And then you start uploading a video. You go to your laptop and you press enter to upload a video.
Everything's so slow, but I'm so fast. She's falling and I'm like, ooh, they have matcha. And you know what's crazy? The fucking plate fell. I caught this child. The seat fell. There's only one other customer in the whole coffee place, this old man who was drinking his coffee, didn't turn around once. Just
let me tell you something. The only thing I remember, this is how fat I fucking am, by the way. I was, I forgot where I was. I was at an event, but I had a plate full of food, right? It was two Korean, you know the Korean pancakes?
Yeah.
The pajeon. And there was like three stacked, and I fucking, my foot got caught in something, and I flipped the shit in the air. I literally grabbed the plate, and I grabbed all three in midair.
Wow.
That is literally, like, listen, I'm fucking fat as shit. That is literally the fattest thing I've ever done.
That's a scene out of Kung Fu Panda.
Literally, pop, 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 pop. And then everybody in the place just like started clapping.
No.
Because, yeah. I mean, what are the fucking chances?
Yeah.
And legit, a little embarrassed.
Wow.
Because that's the fattest thing you could have ever done.
But it's also like, they say there's the daddy senses that kicked in. Fatty senses.
my fatty senses are tingling. Boom.
Wow.
Highlight of my fucking life,
that's
by the way.
When did that happen?
This was years. This one I was really fat.
Yeah.
I forgot what event it was, but it was like for, it was a Korean cookbook.
Mm.
And they had a bunch of like Korean dishes there. And of course, my fat ass had to grab three. I grabbed three of them and I stacked it. And the reason why is because it was like one of the best foods that was there. And then if you don't get it, you can't get it again because everybody got it. So right. I got three.
Of course.
So I caught all three of them like a fucking fatty.
That's pretty cool.
And I was breathing heavy too.
Just dripping with sweat.
Yeah.
Not gonna lie, after I caught Veda, I was like, I wanted to ask for the security footage. Be like, can I get this for like to upload? Because it was pretty sick, dog.
Well, I bet you they have it. And you would be considered the father of the year. There's a bunch of compilations like that.
Yeah.
Where dads like saved their kids last minute. There was like that kid that was going down the hill and was going to it was like in those little toy or those kid cars.
Yeah.
And it was rolling so fast. And the dad ran up and just grabbed the kid right before she smashed into the tree.
Oh, yeah.
I fucking love those videos.
There's another cool one, bro, where it wasn't even a dad. It was a stranger. But the mom, she was like, you know, when you go through security at the airport and then you go on the side to pack all your shit up again. Her child was like falling out of whatever it was in and began to like fall off the side of this table and was about to hit the ground. And some guy just... like fucking dive catches real quick before the baby hits the ground.
That's amazing.
Scary.
That could be you, dude. I can only save my kid if there's food on them. If not, that child is pretty much done.
Just always just like spray her with some like fucking soy sauce or.
It's like, why does your kid always have food stains on him? He's on my priority list of saving.
What's up? Y'all gonna have kids soon or what?
Thinking we're planning to try soon. Real soon.
Oh my.
Real fucking soon.
Wow, so, you heard it here first, guys.
Yeah, so we're planning to try. Who knows? If we get a kid, great. If not, then it doesn't happen. Just because like so many people have been going through like IVF and like so many issues. And we're planning to have a kid relatively late compared to other people.
Yeah.
So who knows, man?
So you're finally ready to lose your virginity is what you're saying.
Dude, I have been waiting. And I heard it feels great.
It's not too bad.
Yeah, I heard it's warm like apple pie. Saw this from a movie.
More like a pecan pie.
Oh, disgusting. One of my I fucking hate pecan pies.
You don't like pecan pie?
I fucking hate them.
Let me ask you this. Do you like
it's too sweet.
And on the converse side of that, do you like meat pies? Like a chicken pot pie?
Oh, chicken pot pies, shepherd pies,
mm-hmm.
any type of meat, Australian meat pies,
mm-hmm.
Empanadas, fucking delicious.
Dog, chicken pot pies are my shit. Chia finds them like off-putting for some reason. She just can't get into it. She thinks it's gross.
Why?
I'm not sure. Her logic is something about like, I don't know, something about it she don't like. But
whoa, I'm going to make her chicken pot pie and she's going to fucking love it.
Oh, bro, please do. I think that comes from, to go back to Costco, Costco sells these like Marie Callender's frozen.
So good.
Yes, dog.
I burned my mouth so much.
Oh my God, yes. And my parents would buy like boxes of them shits, right? And I think it's part of what I grew up on. And so I just love me a chicken pot pie. And but she just can't get into it, dog.
Okay. So I've made chicken soup before.
Okay.
For y'all.
Yeah.
I will make chicken pot. And chicken pot pie is not like my chicken pot pie. Every recipe is pretty much the same.
Yeah.
But you know, people tend to fuck up some of the most simple shit. Chicken pot pie, by the way, fire.
I went to a restaurant in Miami, dog. Lobster pot pie. So fucking bomb. But it's one of those where like there's the pot and then all the fillings on the inside and then the crust is on top of the pot and then they break it and then you just kind of let the crust fall onto the shit and you eat it like that.
That's how I do my chicken pot pie.
Oh, really?
Yeah, we use phyllo dough on top, baby.
Oh, baby.
Fucking delicious.
Wow. Well, you should go on Iron Chef with the guy I know from Singapore because I think you got what it takes, buddy.
I forgot about that. And I'm getting embarrassed all over again. Dude, we fucking, yeah. Oh, you know, I don't, all right. All right, mate.
Well, it's possible.
There you go. That's better than mine. Go ahead.
No, it's all right. Remember I told you Australian accent is Boston with
UK.
Yeah, Boston. So it's like, well, let's see. Boston is park the car. No, you park the car, that's Boston. You park the car, pork chops and applesauce, and then you throw a little British on there. You park the car, and you get some water, and now you're in Australia.
Nar way. I still don't understand that, by the way. If you guys are from Australia, what the fuck is with the R?
Dude, they don't hear it and they never admit it.
Nar way.
When you when you tell Australians that they say ner instead of no, they're like
nar.
Nar. Nar. I don't hear that. I don't hear that. I don't. They don't hear it.
They don't. What the fuck are you talking about? Of course, you have to hear it. Nar.
There was this Australian girl we knew that, like, we were cool with, and Rick would always tell her, I'm like, hey, what's up? He's like, what's up with that? She's like, what are you talking about? And then one day she was singing Frank Ocean to the cover, and it was like, that's part where she's like, Forrest Gump, you run my boy. And there's a part where it's like, come on, come on. And she was like, come earn, come earn. Come earn, come earn.
Norway. That's a country, bitch.
Norway. There was this meme. It was like, this is where Nicole Kidman goes to eat sushi. And it was like, Nerbu.
Stupid.
Yeah, they don't hear it, dog.
Oh, well, guys, that wraps up this episode of dudes.
All right, you fucking cunts.
Foods.
Well, all right. Thank you for watching another episode of Dudes Behind the Foods.
I'm David Sarr.
And I'm Tim Chantarang, sir. See you next time.
Shrimps on the Bobby.
Cunts. Yo, it's the dudes behind the foods. Dudes behind the foods. Yeah, it's the dudes behind the foods. That's actually really fucking good.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Today's episode is brought to you by Angie. Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs and projects done well. Let me tell you, there's the version of it where you try to do something at home, and then there's a version of it where you have someone help you, you watch them do it the right way, and you go, thank God I didn't try to do that myself. I have fully done things around the home that I think look good, and then a bang in the night, and I wake up to a shelf collapsing, a painting falling off the wall. Like, I've seen it all go south. I own a home, and I can tell you, I know how much work it can take. Whether it's everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Whatever your home project, big or small, indoor or outdoor, you can Angie that and connect with skilled professionals to get the project done well. Right now, one of my wish lists is I want a bike for my condo in Milwaukee, and I would love to rig it up on a pulley in the ceiling because I have one of those like lofted ceilings, but I'm so scared to try that on my own. Angie has 20 years of home experience and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app. Answer a few questions and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.